LA's Progressive Talk. AM 1150. 23 past the hour of 12. Johnny Wendell in on KTLK. And we have with us, joining us, Felix Kramer, CalCars.org founder, who, this is fantastic. A 250 miles per gallon vehicle is not just in the future, it's here and now. And I got a question for you, Felix. How many, let us assume for one moment, I'm sure you have, you know, because you've interpolated this out or extrapolated this out. Assuming that the American car companies took, removed their heads from their whatevers and decided to get on the bandwagon here, how many jobs do you figure this would start in the industrial sector?
Well, there's definitely new jobs in the electric vehicle industry that is building electric motors and batteries. There's, for instance, there's a battery factory in Ohio that's just waiting to be used. There's those jobs. There's also jobs in these new biofuel areas, in photovoltaics and in biofuels, in ethanol.
Photovoltaics is solar power, yes.
Exactly. Okay. So there's a whole bunch. The Apollo Alliance has estimated millions of jobs. You can look at ApolloAlliance.org. They've done some studies about how there are millions of jobs, including quite a few in California, from new energy technologies. I don't have the numbers right in my
fingertips. All right. We know all. Okay, now we've talked about the car getting 250 to 500 miles per gallon, talking about millions of new jobs. Felix of CalCars.org, why their for is there any resistance at all?
Well, we are in a world that's accustomed to doing things in a certain kind of way, and we've been driving gasoline cars for 100 years or more, and they seem to work pretty well, and people have thought they work well, you know, and didn't harm the world or anything, and now people are just waking up and realizing that they're, half of our greenhouse gases in California come from cars, and I actually have a number here now. Apollo Alliance estimates clean energy can bring California 438,000 new jobs and $28 billion of economic activity over 10 years. So that's a big piece of change.
That would be 30% of our budget per year. That's how much that is. That is serious. We're talking to Felix Kramer, CalCars.org founder. And you may want to ask Felix a few questions about this miracle vehicle that he is speaking of. We're at 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150. Paul in Santa Monica, you are on with, I think we lost Felix,
no,
Paul.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I do have a question for Felix. And
Hopefully he will call back because he just got bumped off.
Oh, okay. Well,
ouch.
I'll ask the question slowly in case he's listening.
Okay.
But my question has to do with efficiency. I drive a pure electric vehicle.
You do?
Made by Toyota. Yeah, it's a Toyota RAV4 EV. And I power it with electricity that I generate from sunshine from the solar panels on my roof.
Okay, because we were talking about that yesterday, that very same subject, yes.
Yes, and it's a great way to drive. You're not polluting the air. You're not generating the need for oil, in which we're fighting wars over.
Right.
So with plug-in hybrids, you know, it opens up a vast market for people who are a little bit afraid of the range limitations of a pure battery electric car. But my question has to do with efficiency. I'd like to ask Felix if he knows how much efficiency gain there would be overall if the United States were to adopt this technology on a, you know, a wide-ranging basis.
Felix, did you hear Paul's question?
I just missed the last bit. The question is efficiency, and then I lost the rest.
Okay, he wants to know how much efficiency can be gained by switching off into a plug-in hybrid.
Well, basically, our rule of thumb is you can double your MPG by going to a hybrid and then double it again going to a plug-in hybrid. The numbers on efficiency, basically, an electric vehicle is just generally much more efficient than a gasoline car all the way through. And let's look at another number, thing that people are talking about. They're talking about hydrogen fuel cells coming someday soon. Hydrogen fuel cells, you'd lose a tremendous amount of efficiency. An electric vehicle is four times more efficient than a hydrogen fuel cell car.
Now, why is that? Why is hydrogen so much less efficient than electricity?
It takes a huge amount of power to crack water back into hydrogen, whether you're using photovoltaic or whatever method you're using to do it. It takes a lot of power to hydrogen doesn't exist naturally in the environment. It's always part of something else. So you have to create that hydrogen, then you have to transport it and store it and all those things, and then you run it through the fuel cell. There's a lot of inefficiencies every step along the way.
Okay, one final question for Felix Kramer of CalCars.org, its founder. How many of these plug-in hybrids currently exist that we know of?
About a dozen.
How many do you reckon will exist, say, 2 years from now, judging by the interest that you fielded and by studies that you've done, undoubtedly? You want to know how much demand there is. How many do you figure are going to be made per year?
Well, we think that there's a market. The first market is going to be fleet vehicles from the utilities and from the state government and so forth. And we're getting ready. We're a nonprofit, but we're talking about the entrepreneurial opportunity of creating a new company to meet that demand of 10 to 100,000 vehicles in partnership with a car company before we've convinced them fully to do it themselves. We don't want to do it with them. So that's how many I think will be on the roads within 2 years.
Okay.
I would love to be proven wrong by it happening a lot quicker.
Yep. Thank you so much for joining us. Felix Kramer, CalCars.org, 250-mile-per-gallon vehicle. Looks like it's going to be not in the brave new world, but in the new world, period. It is 12:30 on Sunday. KTLK, AM 1150, LA's Progressive Talk.